the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silence before him as we worship him in the beauty of holiness in this hour. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Paul said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. You know, that means you and me. He's able. I'm glad we have a Savior who's able to save to the uttermost all that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. By the way, let me remind you of the promise that Jesus made just a while before he left to go back to his Father. He promised his disciples that he was going to prepare a place for them. And he said, inasmuch as I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Ladies and gentlemen, I admonish you in view of that promise, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, we are grateful today for thy kindness, the love and mercy that you've shown us all the days of our lives. We thank you for the special gift of thy Son, Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, to come into this world, to die a sacrificial death upon the cross, to conquer death in resurrection, and is now at thy right hand making intercession for us. We love you today because you first loved us, and we ask that you would help us today to be conscious of the fact that we as Christians belong to thee. And we would pray, if there be those without the Savior today, that this would be the hour that they would come to know him, trusting him as personal Savior. We know there are many needs in this congregation today. Broken hearts, grieving hearts, disappointed souls, those that need an added portion of grace and strength for healing, for direction, for guidance, for wisdom. Please give it to them today. We pray for our pastor and his wife, both of whom are unable to be here today. We pray for Brother Bill Patterson, anoint him with thy spirit as he preaches your word. From many years that he served on mission fields and traveled all over the world, translating the Bible into other languages. Bless him today as he preaches to us, and may souls come to know Christ. In his name I pray, and with thanksgiving. Amen.